Bill, since your game, are you taking a week off this week?
Yeah, I actually talked to him. Talked to him yesterday and the day before. The day of my game, too. I talked to him the day before. I mean, I talked to Denzel about every day. It's my guy.
What about, as you think of this game and playing against him, what that's going to be like?
It's going to be a fun game. You know, it's been a while since I played against him in real live action, besides one-on-one games and stuff like that. So, I mean, it should be fun.
Was that AAU ball or something? When were you played against him?
I don't remember the last time I played against him in live action. Probably when I was in sixth grade. And we played on separate AAU teams, but we ended up hooking on the same AAU team, you know, later on that year. So, I mean, it was so long ago.
Coach Valentine, you said Coach Valentine's wife will be here at the game, right? So good to see you.
Yeah, I just talked to her like a couple hours ago, and, you know, she was just saying how proud she was of me and of him. She said it's really emotional seeing us play together, I mean, against each other. After so many years playing together, so she said she was very proud of us, and wished the best of us luck.
So is that in pregame? Are you gonna kind of look over? Hey, what's going on?
I mean, yeah. I'm expecting to say hi to him and say hi to her. You know, she's coming down with one of my football coaches and his wife, and it's all love. You know, it's part of family. You know, that's. You know, I've been around them for years. You know, I stayed at night at their house. You know, we got a real tight bond. You know, that's like family to me.
Hearing from a lot of people just from Lansing in general about this game?
I hear about it all the time. You know, when you guys are playing Michigan State, when are you guys, when are you guys coming down to the Breslin? I'm like, we're not coming down this year. But it should be a fun game, you know. You know, it's always fun, you know, when you get to see somebody that you were really close with and get to play against them.
Now, your parents were Spartan fans?
My whole family is Spartan fans. You know, we never was Michigan fans, so, and who knew that I was going to end up in Iowa? So, I mean, now they're big-time Iowa fans, and, you know, they're going to be rooting for me and also rooting for him, too. So,
I take it you were a Spartan fan then growing up as well?
I actually was. I grew up, you know, going to games with Denzel, you know, and his father and stuff like that. Now I'm going against him. There's still love there and passion in that game. So, I'm still trying to go for it.
Is it motivation that they didn't offer you?
Not really motivation. You know, I knew at that time, you know, they had Keith Appling, you know, they had Travis Trice, and they had a bunch of guards there. So, I mean, even if they did offer me, I mean, I would have took that in consideration as, look at my playing time, you know, how am I going to be able to fit in there with those two guards? So, I mean, it's not really motivation. Tom Izzo's a good coach, and, I'm not surprised that he didn't.
Looking at the game itself, I mean, are you going to be guarding Gary most of the time, or are you going to be guarding Keith or Izzo, or kind of moving around?
I mean, it all depends on how the action goes, you know. Keith Appling, he's a good guard, and he's really lethal in transition. You know, he's probably one of the best guards in transition that you ever can face, you know, with his speed. So, I mean, it all depends if I match up to him, what side he's on. If he goes on Mike's side and Mike's closer to him, then he might have to match up. Mike have to go to Keith, and I might have to go to Gary or Denzel or one of them, you know. So, I mean, it all happens in that action.
Speaking of transition, the other day, transition didn't go so well, you know, late in the first half and all the way through the second half against Michigan. What did you see after the hour-long film session to kind of...
We didn't defend, you know, and that's part of our game plan is to make them take wild and tough shots and get the ball and go. Even if they did make shots, we weren't able to get the ball out quickly. You know, they were just... The ball just bounced a couple of times. As we do in practice, you know, we're always able to get the ball out the rim and just go, you know, off a made basket. So, I mean, that's one thing that we didn't do from the get-go was defend. So, I think we're going to look into it going into this game and hopefully to clean it up.
You weren't a highly touted recruit like Denzel and some other guys. When you get a chance to play against a Trey Burke, are you trying to make a name for yourself, prove to people you can play?
Nah.
A little chip on your shoulder?
Not really make a name for myself, but, I mean, it's just my job to defend and hold my ground, you know. I know of Trey Burke. I've been watching him since last year, and I knew what I was going against. So, I mean, it's not really making a name for myself, but it's, you know, defending my team and helping my team get better, you know, as things go on. You know, when you got tough guards like that, you know, you stop their main player, then obviously you're going to get success, so –